Very good.
Hare Krishna. I want to reveal a secret here. Bhujan Prabhu is very, very steadily approaching his 17th, no, not 17th, but 70th, 70 birthday. So the old man is getting enthusiastic. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Please take your seat comfortably. I just want to congratulate you all. We are now halfway through to the retreat, through the retreats. This is the third full retreat day, and I think there are two full days, two more full days, and one half day yet to come. So we are already, so to say, in our Govardhan Parikrama, we have reached already halfway, and we are turning now around Giriraj and going to where we started. So also in our retreat, we are going to where we started, but we return there as new people. I wanted to just say something which I feel is very important for those of us who consciously participate in this retreat. And I really see all of you doing very seriously your retreat work, your personal work. And I've seen several of you come in the last few days, few years, again and again. I know, for instance, Audarya Dharma Prabhu from Russia, who is a very frontline preacher, and many devotees who join in Russia come through his preaching. He said, this going to Govardhan once a year is very important for my spiritual nourishment. So many of you come regularly, but also many of you are for the first time here. For all of you, I would like to say something about going on a retreat and about the work or the... Yes, the work is not the really the word. What is going on the retreat, the effect the retreat has. Both Rupa Goswami and also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have given us examples for what a constant endeavor makes to a person, what is the effect of a constant endeavor. And we are constantly endeavoring here to hear about Krishna, to glorify Krishna, to worship Him. See, when you make a constant spiritual endeavor, what you really do is you want to break through the material coverings, the avaranatmika shakti of maya, and you want to touch the spirit which is alive. You want to more or less break through a wall, or you want to cut open a curtain to see what is there on the other side and to experience it. Not in a theoretical way, but in a way that touches and purifies your heart. So for this to happen, for the retreat experience to happen, for the result to come to you, you need to constantly be with this. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the example of the Kana Beda Sanskara. It's something which is done to, with Brahminical children who wear these ear rings or ear decorations in their ear lobes. This part of the ear is called the lobe of the ear. Now, in order to go and wear this ear decoration, you need to pierce the lobe. You need to break through. And then you can put this ear decoration there. And you need to also keep it open to be able to wear this decoration constantly on the ear. So when you want to have a spiritual experience, you also need to break through something. Like especially when you chant, you need to pierce through the material ear. That means the coverings which are there over your spiritual ear. And you need to make a constant effort so that finally you can always wear the holy name on your ear. It's always there. It's constantly there. It doesn't leave you. So for this, a constant endeavor and a piercing, so to say, is required. Srila Rupa Goswami gives the example of making coal. Coal is an eye decoration, which is not just beautifying the eye, but it is making the eye. It applies like an ointment, which makes the eye to see. The eye can see better with this coal. So the coal is made from two chemical substances which usually don't bind. When two chemical substances bind and form one, that is called the binding of the elements. But here you have to use sulfur and another metal, which is has at this moment escaped my mind. And quicksilver. You know what is quicksilver? Mercury. Thank you. Thank you very much. Quicksilver is the German word, Quecksilber, you say. So mercury. So sulfur and mercury usually don't form a substance because they can't bind chemically. However, if you grind them in a grinder again and again and again and again, maybe for 3 days, 3 times 24 hours, then at the end you get this very nice black substance which you can put on your eyes, around the eyes, not in the eye itself, but around. And then the eye can see very clearly by the help of this. So Rupa Goswami says, we have to bring our mind, which usually is material and doesn't bind or combine so nicely with the spiritual things, we have to bring them together and grind them together. And then one day it will become one. The mind and the holy name, the mind and the Krishna Katha comes together. You know, as I was coming to the Krishna Katha, I checked the audience a little, and I thought about 25% of you were putting text messages in your mobile phones because your mind just didn't want to listen. It was just too much. Now, wait a minute. We do this now for so long, and again, we have to listen. The mind just doesn't want. 25% is maybe too much. 15%, you know. I'm a very observative person by nature. Because the mind is just rebelling. It does not want to. The material mind is something which we have gained. It's like an infection for the pure soul. to make you forget Krishna, not to remember Krishna. And when so much Krishna is coming in, Krishna is right, Giriraj, oh my God, and Krishna is left, Ram, and then there is Burijan, and then there's Jagatarini Mataji, and then there's Madhavananda, and then there's this impossible Sachinandan Swami. The mind is surrounded and it's going, rah, 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 rah. And this expresses itself in various ways. Sometimes you just need to go to your text messages. Others just switch off and just don't listen any longer. That's the most common reaction. Or you start drawing meaningless drawings in your notebooks and so on. My dear devotees, this is natural, this is to be expected. This doesn't show that you are not qualified. It shows you're doing your work absolutely serious and you're coming to the point where the mind is rebellious. But if you go on, the material ear will be pierced and you can hear very nicely. If you continue, the ointment is created for the eyes and you can see very nicely the spiritual effect. So retreat work is really not just an entertainment or something new, but it is serious work. And I want to really congratulate you that most of you, if not all of you, are doing your work very seriously. And you come, I'm speaking from morning till evening with you, you all come to your limits and you are willing to go beyond your limits and then see and experience the true spiritual life. So we have now done 3.5 days. 2.5 are left for us. I wish you all the best. I'm sure the Giriraj has already is preparing the pots of nectar with your name on it. And you will very soon be able to collect them. I heard from Gaurahari that today there are no further announcements. Only the announcement, please have a restful night which will strengthen your body and you will relax your mind a little bit. Sometimes you will see the mind rebellious nature. You will all of a sudden have dreams you never thought which are possible. I remember when I came on Braj Mandala Parikrama, I regularly dreamt of the Rolling Stones in great detail. And I was wondering, what's going on? Am I at the right? Is everything all right? And I was speaking with Loganath Maharaj, and he said, you think of Giriraj, no? Rolling Stones, Giriraj. You are a lucky man. You are not having Western samskaras. And I explained, and he said, yeah, that is going on for everyone. The mind is getting purified, and the old samskaras come out. So that happens when you have some dreams, extraordinary dreams. Don't worry. This is all, you're on the right track. It's purification. All right, then. I wish you again a restful night. Good dreams of the real, of the mountain, mountain of bliss. And see you all tomorrow again for your fourth full retreat day. Hare Krishna. Giriraj Maharaja ki jai. Hare Krishna.